Hey guys, nice to see you here again. I'm your friend Joe. Today our topic is about some very popular pictures on the internet. Let's see what we can learn from there. Principal, get a room with me, leave the young students alone, goes viral in China. May 27, women's rights activist Ye Haiyan protested with a sign in her hands in front of Hailan Wanlin City No. 2 Elementary School, where the school's principal, Cheng Moupeng, has been sued for taking six elementary school girls to a hotel. Ye Haiyan's protest has set up a wave of imitators, with quite a few netizens one after another taking photos with signs in their hands and posting them online, asking school principals to come get a room with them and spare the elementary school children. The online campaign, mixing performing art, satire and outrage, has tapped into public anger over sexual abuse against children. It is a problem in China partly because of lack of sex education and partly because Chinese society has become unmoored from traditional strictures after decades of rapid economic and social change. Sociologist Li Yinghe sees the offers as a public statement. I think it's a way for people to express their anger, she said. It is also a kind of black humor. 好的，朗读完了文章，让我们来学习一下这篇文章当中最重要的一些单词和短语的翻译方式。第一个需要提到的短语是 leave somebody or something alone， 不打扰，不干涉。我们经常可以听到 leave me alone， 不要打扰我，不要干涉我，也可以说放过我。第二个短语呢是 to go viral， 某事像病毒一般被广泛传播。 For instance, bad news now have the ability to go viral through internet， 现在通过网络坏的消息能够被广泛传播。第二段的第一个重要短语是 a wave of， 一批一波。 For example, a wave of applause， 意思是掌声如潮。第二个单词是 imitator， 模仿者。下一个短语是 quite a few， 相当多的。我们可以用刚刚的 imitator 和 quite a few 造一个句。Big man always got quite a few followers and imitators， 大人物一般都有不少追逐者跟模仿者。紧接着下一段第一个比较重要的单词是 satire， 讽刺或者讽刺作品。它的同义语是 sarcasm and irony。 第二个短语是 tap into。 Tap into 有两种意思，第一种是 to establish a connection with or have access to， 和某事建立一种联系或者是接近某事，比如说 tapped into a new market for their products， 为他们的产品开创或者是接近一个新的市场。第二种意思是 to take advantage of， 利用某事，利用某物，比如说 tapped into their enthusiasm to improve the school， 利用他们的热情去改善学校的状况。下一个单词是 unmoor， moor M-O-O-R， 当它做名词的时候表示的是沼泽荒野的意思，当它做动词的时候是系住，是停泊。当单词前面加了 on 这种反义前缀的时候，意思也就变成了相反的，解缆和使拔毛。下一个单词是 stricture， stricture 的常用意思是狭窄的意思，但是在此用到的是 stricture 的另一种意思，叫做约束、束缚。 OK， 今天的节目就到这儿，感谢大家的收听，咱们下期再见。